vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar. I was there yesterday and had an amazing breakfast. I even won some money on East Flamingo at Pecos. Tell you what, let's do is get to some of your phone calls. A lot of you are holding very patiently, and we thank you for that. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Frank. Frank, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. Good afternoon.
Well, it's a sad day in this country, Kevin. There's some of your constituents up and down the dial that are really good. It's some of their guests, real sharp guys, have said, you know, this bill could be the last nail in the coffin for this country. I mean, it is just, it's a sad day. It's a lie. It's a farce. And always remember, I'm going to leave you with this, Kevin. There's only one thing government can make, and that's inflation. And then one other thing, and I've said this before, I'll beat this dead horse. The founding fathers didn't even want a standing army, let alone these institutions. By the grace of God, if Trump gets back in, let's hope he fires 2 million federal employees.
I think that's and by the way, he's already said he is going to eliminate the deep state. He is going to drain the swamp.
I'm going to get down on my hands and knees and bow my head and pray to Christ. You're right, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, man. Yeah. And now we're still finding out, days later, what was in those 15 boxes or 13 boxes or whatever it was that the FBI carried out of Mar-a-Lago. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story. Some of it is exculpatory, in meaning it will probably end up helping the former president.
Absolutely, because some of the information, at least Fox News is reporting this right now, that the Department of Justice allegedly took materials which contained privileged attorney-client communications. That's only between the accused and his attorney. And now the prosecution, the Department of Justice, allegedly has obtained some of this. That is a big-time no-no, and I think that destroys American jurisprudence more than, let's say, January 6th did.
Well, and can I tell you something? Now you're seeing more of an emphasis on some of these ancillary investigations. The Georgia grand jury probe, Lindsey Graham is going to be forced to testify. Rudy Giuliani is reportedly a target of this investigation, this grand jury investigation. So more emphasis there and not as much on January 6th. I wonder why. Anyway, stay right where you are. More to do as we continue. Wayne Allen Root's going to join us. Raw and unfiltered on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. There are reports that some of the boxes of documents seized by the FBI at former President Trump's Florida home last week were covered by attorney-client privilege and potentially executive privilege.
Agents seized classified records from Mr. Trump's Palm Beach home during its unprecedented Monday morning raid last week, including some marked as top secret. But the former president's disputing the classification, saying the records have been declassified. The raid is being criticized by Republicans and even a few Democrats as an overreach by the Biden administration's Justice Department. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Also at townhall.com, House Republicans are accusing President Biden of knowingly misleading the U.S. about his abrupt withdrawal from Afghanistan. Details from Bernie Bennett.
In a 100-page report regarding President Biden's April 2021 speech on the event, GOP members pointed out five claims that show the president knew very little about what he was doing that led to the overall disaster. The Washington Examiner details all of the claims Mr. Biden made, contradicting what actually happened, according to the report. Republicans called out the Biden administration for the lack of preparation and for not honoring commitments. This comes as retired Army General Jack Keane said that the U.S. has returned to conditions as they were in 2021, 1 year after the country's botched withdrawal. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Cities and farms in seven U.S. states bracing for cuts this week as officials stare down a deadline to propose unprecedented restrictions to their use of water from the Colorado River. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation in June told the states, Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, to determine how to use at least 15% less water next year or have restrictions imposed on them. A higher finish on Wall Street. The Dow was up 144 points. The NASDAQ added 80. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
I was watching the Raiders Hall of Fame victory over the Jaguars in one of my favorite sports bars a week or so ago when it hit me. This is my first full NFL season with my new hearing aids from Quality Hearing Aids. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, a loud noise created by an unruly person sparked a false shooting scare at Las Vegas Airport, which led to delayed flights throughout the day yesterday. Metro Police officials say officers responded to reports of the shooting at Terminal 1 about 4:30 yesterday morning, a report that turned out to be unfounded. The person who caused the ruckus was detained. The loud noise caused people to panic, with some rushing through security checkpoints, which meant TSA had to rescreen all the travelers who had already been checked, creating a series of flight delays. Flight tracking website FlightAware says 55 inbound and outbound flights were canceled, and more than 400 were delayed. After suspending tours for almost 3 years due to COVID-19, the Nevada National Security Site, better known as the Nevada Test Site, is resuming free public tours. New tour dates are going to be announced on August 29th. The tours leave from Nevada Atomic Testing Museum at 7:30 in the morning and return at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 right now as we speak. Westbound at Gillespie, eastbound at the 15 interchange. And those lane restrictions could cause some congestion on Interstate 15. That's both directions between Tropicana and Warm Springs.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two for a Monday. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Wayne Allen Root on, the host of Raw and Unfiltered from 3 until 6. He's got a book out, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And he's got, and I think there's one after that that's going to be coming out soon. So we'll keep you apprised of that. Wayne, how was your weekend, my friend?
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Welcome back. Hope you had a great weekend. I did, and great to be back on the attack again against these crazy people trying to destroy our country.
I know. And by the way, the Raiders are 2-0 in preseason. You make anything of preseason?
No, nothing at all. Zero means absolutely nothing. It's the most meaningless stat in the world. You know, it depends if the team you're playing is playing starters. It depends if you're playing starters. And if they're playing backups, then maybe your backups are better than their backups, or maybe your starters are better than their backups. Big deal. If your starters are better than their backups, that doesn't mean anything. And if your backups are better than their backups, that doesn't mean anything. All that matters is, are your starters better than their starters? And nobody's playing starters, so it doesn't matter. No, not at all. And I'm not a Raiders fan. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. Always have been, always will be.
Gotta love that. I gotta ask you about what is happening now down in Georgia, the grand jury probe down there. Rudy Giuliani, according to media reports, is a target. And also Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, is going to be forced to testify before that grand jury. What do you make of that and the fact that it has nothing to do with January 6th and it's something we haven't talked much about it until now, and now all of a sudden it's making big news.
Yeah, listen, I keep saying the attack is coming from 1,000 directions, and their only goal – well, there are two goals, not only one goal, there's two goals. Their only two goals are the Great Reset, otherwise known as Cloward Piven, destroy the middle class, wipe out America as we know it, turn us into Venezuela or Cuba, and it's a communist takeover of the United States. And the second goal – is to make sure that Trump cannot run again. That's it. Those are the only two goals. They know the only guy capable of beating them is Trump. I love Ron DeSantis, but he's not capable of beating Trump. And I think people know, you know, the average person knows nothing. Ron DeSantis has been a fabulous governor. I love the guy. As a governor, he's been the best governor in America. But his background is a lifelong politician working for government and collecting government checks. And his background is a bit of a rhino. When he was a congressman, he voted like a rhino. So, you know, it's the jury is still out on whether DeSantis is even as good an America First conservative as you and me and And Donald Trump, that jury is out, but he's a lifelong politician, a lifelong government paycheck guy. You can't compare him to Trump. Trump was my dream because we elected the first guy who'd never been on a government payroll, who'd never been in politics, who didn't need politics, who knew how to run a business, knew how to create jobs. I loved him from the first minute he came down the escalator. I knew he'd be the right guy. And I was right. That's the thing. It's easy to say when he's running in 15 and 16, you know, all the things I just said, he's great, he'll be great, great to have a businessman. But then he had 4 years where he created the greatest economy ever. So I don't need to keep defending him. They want to defeat him because he hates the deep state and he hates the D.C. swamp and he loves the people and he wants to put the people in control and take the D.C. swamp and the deep state out of control. And they hate him and they want to destroy him the same way John F. Kennedy was a great man who wanted to defeat the deep state. And he was assassinated. And I worry about the same thing about Trump. You saw my friend Bernie Kerik, former police chief in New York, said the same thing. The next they're going to try and assassinate him. I'm not so sure they haven't already tried to assassinate him. They just haven't succeeded. Nobody's announced, you know, maybe the plans that they broke up, that good Secret Service work broke up. But the fact is, I'm sure they want to kill Donald Trump. They just don't want a man of the people to be elected to office. So, of course, they're going after everyone who's ever touched Donald Trump. Giuliani, Lindsey Graham, all these people were in Trump's orbit, and they want to destroy every single one of them, knowing that, you know, number one, they don't have the money of Donald Trump, so they could just completely destroy him in legal fees. And number two, knowing that kills Trump because, you know, every step of the way, all his good people are being eliminated or under threat of legal or under legal attack. So it's just all they want to do is destroy Trump. And that makes it clear to me that Trump is the one that we want to be the next president.
I hate to ask this question, but when are they going to come for you?
Don't even ask that question. Who knows? I hope never. They don't have anything on me. I've never done anything wrong in my life. They tried to come after me under Obama, and they sicked the IRS on me, and I spent 4 years fighting them, and I won. And I don't know one dime. They stared at every line of 8 years of tax returns. You know, and it was 8 years of tax returns. And they could never find that I owed one single dime. So I don't know what to tell you. I've tried my best to fight this battle. And I should probably announce to everyone that I'm getting stronger, not weaker. I'm adding two TV shows. One of them starts today. Every afternoon at 4 o'clock, I'm on Mike Lindell TV. And where do you find
that?
FrankSpeech.com. Go to FrankSpeech.com. And it says Lindell TV 1, Lindell TV 2. I'm on Lindell TV 2. At 4 o'clock West Coast time, Vegas time, every single day, Monday through Friday. And then on August 27th, I now have the official start date at 12 noon, is my new weekend show on Real America's Voice Network. And it's called America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root. 12 noon, Saturday, August 27th is the first show. And then it's on every Saturday and runs throughout the weekend with reruns starting on that date and all throughout the rest of the year. And by the way, where do you find Real America's Voice? It's channel 219 on Dish TV. And if you don't have Dish TV, let's say you have DirecTV, well, it's not on DirecTV, but you just go to realamericasvoice.com and you find it there. And the show is automatically streamed live at realamericasvoice.com.
Wayne, you talk to Trump. You talk to people around Trump. Do you get a sense that he is more resolved today to run for president after Mar-a-Lago, that kind of sealed the deal? I've been talking to a lot of people, and they're saying that they think he's more resolved than ever to run.
Yes. I mean, look, I'm a gut instinct guy. All I care about is gut instinct and common sense, the two things I have a lot in abundance, thanks to my father, the butcher. Lots of common sense. And I don't need polls to back up what I'm saying, but it's nice when they do. So I've said since the raid, when was the raid? Was it Thursday or Friday, whenever the raid was, or earlier in the week, maybe it was Wednesday. Whenever the raid was last week, it all tends to blur to me. I have so much news on my mind. But whenever the raid was, I said to everyone, I can't even believe Democrats are this dumb. They just won the election for Trump. This is the best thing that ever happened to Trump, ever. If there's any chance he was waning just a little bit and DeSantis was catching up just a little bit, at that moment of the raid, everybody felt sympathy for Trump, and it won the GOP nomination for Trump. Trump is in. That's it. He will be the GOP nominee. Everybody's on his side. And DeSantis, it was a terrible thing for DeSantis because he's not even in the ballgame anymore. This is Trump's game, and that's it. And I think it probably won the election for him too, but it definitely won the GOP nomination. Now let's go to the polls and see if they back me up. I just was on UKDailyMail.com, and there was the latest poll that shows that Trump is now 40 points ahead of Ron DeSantis. He went up 10 points, and DeSantis went down 10 points since the raid. So Trump is the nominee. There is no debate about it anymore. And the only ones we have to thank for it are the dumb Democrats and the dumb Merrick Garland and the dumb Bidens and the dumb Kamalas. They all thought, you know, they outthought themselves. Oh, they were going to be so smart. They'd raid Trump. It was the dumbest move in the history of politics. They made Trump a martyr and a hero. And over the weekend, everybody agreed with me. Bill Maher agreed with me. Many other critics of the president agreed with me. Many Republican rhinos agreed with me. He is now the nominee. They did it by raiding Mar-a-Lago and showing America what evil people are actually in the government today.
More coming up with Wayne Allen Root. We're going to talk about what 87,000 new IRS agents are going to mean to your chances of being audited. They're out there, and they're going to come looking for you. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Hello, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine Key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
More lawyer.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Inflation Reduction Act passed Congress, both houses, and now it's on its way to the president. They'll be making hay with that and saying, look at all the good stuff we're doing. Well, one of the good things they're doing is 87,000 new IRS agents. What does it all mean to your chance of being audited? Let's check in with Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, and the author of the book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. What do you make of 87,000 new IRS agents? This, to me, it's just awful.
It's been described as the Gestapo. I'm a Jew, and I'm willing to use those words. It's the Gestapo. It's the KGB. It's the East German Stasi. It's whoever the secret police were called in Venezuela. It's whatever the secret police were called in Cuba or are called in Cuba. It's the worst thing. It's one of the worst things to ever happen in the history of America. This whole act is one of the worst acts. This Reduce Inflation Act, one of the worst bills ever passed in the history of America. Because it doesn't do anything for inflation. It will cause more inflation. It will waste hundreds of billions of dollars on the lie called climate change that does nothing but kill jobs and make sure the middle class is out of business. And then as a bonus, as a joke I say that, as a bonus you actually get 87,000 new IRS agents. And don't forget, there were advertisements they caught them taking online. The IRS was taking ads. And they were saying in the ad for new IRS agents, we need people who are willing to use deadly force. Folks, for those who don't know, for the last 10 years, the IRS and many other government agencies as well have been stockpiling machine guns and assault rifles and cop-killing bullets and all the worst things you can ever imagine. And the IRS is going to take all these bullets and all of these deadly weapons. And they're now going to add 87,000 agents and $80 billion to just destroy our lives. The whole thing is insanity squared. I don't know what to tell you except that it is what I've warned from day one, Kevin. It is a communist takeover of the United States, and they want to just destroy everybody. Listen, my common sense says here's what you're using those 87,000 agents for. There's three groups that the IRS hates and the government hates because they're almost all overwhelmingly Republican. Number one is the middle class, otherwise known as the silent majority. Number two is small business owners. And number three group that the IRS hates and the government hates that's very, very, very conservative and very Republican is, you know, independent contractors. Anyone who's independent that makes money that doesn't work for government, it doesn't work for any sort of a big corporation, they're going to come after all of those groups, all of us. Those people vote Republican. Let me give you a fourth group, PTA moms and dads. They hate, Democrats hate PTA moms and dads. The IRS is going to come after the average middle class PTA mom and dad because those groups vote Republican. And they're the last thing standing in the way of a total communist takeover of the United States. So now they use this bill. It's not a secret. It's not a veiled attack anymore. It's very clear. They don't want you and I to ever own an assault rifle, but they want to hand out assault rifles to IRS agents. If that doesn't scare you to believe the future is deadly and is not meant for you and me, I don't know what does. We can't own an assault rifle, but they're stockpiling assault rifles at the IRS to destroy our lives and kill us in a raid because we owe them $500. This is sick stuff, and if the Republican Party has any brains at all, this is the biggest issue of the entire midterms. Run TV ads day and night showing IRS employees kicking down the door of nice middle-class people and throwing nice women and moms to the ground and scaring children with guns in their face and shooting dead their dog who's trying to defend the family. Show that and say, if this is the future you want for America, please vote Democrat. You can have a communist country too. That's what they need to do. 20